Hey there, sister friend. Welcome back to the Grace-Filled Leader podcast. Today's topic is a real heart-to-heart about something that hits close to home for many of us. That gut-wrenching feeling of wanting to throw in the towel when things get tough. Now, I'm not here to pretend like I've got all the answers or that I've never wanted to crawl under a rock and hide. Nope, I've been there. Feeling like I'm banging my head against a wall and wondering if anything I do even matters. But you know what? I've also learned a thing or two about how to keep going when the going gets tough. So grab a cup of coffee, pull up a chair, and let's dive into this together. Hey friends, March is my birthday month, and I want to focus on an attitude of gratitude this month. I'm turning 50 and I have so much to be grateful for, and I want to revive my daily journaling around gratitude. I've actually developed a 7-day gratitude journal that is free. If you go to my website, you can join me in this practice of gratitude. Go to gracefilledleader.com and there's a little link that says freebies at the top. Click on there and scroll down and you will see a printable 7-day gratitude journal with scriptural prompts and questions that will help you as you develop this habit of gratitude. So grab your free copy today. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. All right, let's get real for a minute. Being a leader isn't all sunshine and rainbows. In fact, most days it feels more like navigating a minefield blindfolded. Can I get an amen? There are setbacks, failures, and criticisms around every corner. And it's enough to make even the most resilient among us want to throw in the towel. I'm not going to lie when I say I have had moments in which I wanted to just give up, either on my leadership role or my coaching business. Trying to balance both is a real challenge, and sometimes it feels like a whole lot of work with no certainty of what the result will be. And sometimes no big results at all. And you know what? One of the biggest traps, at least I fall into, and I think a lot of us fall into as leaders, is the people-pleasing pitfall. We want everyone to like us, to approve of us, to pat us on the back and tell us we're doing a good job. But here's the thing. When we're so focused on seeking validation from others, we lose sight of our true purpose as leaders. This past month, I was finding myself having similar struggles regarding my podcasting and coaching business. I started to feel like I was working so hard, but not getting as far as I should be. This, of course, led to feelings of self-doubt and questioning if I'm even on the right track in terms of what doing what God intends for me in building his kingdom. But remember, our feelings are usually barometers and information pointing us toward deeper issues. It's valuable to take the time to just stop and recognize them as just that and get curious about what they are a symptom of. As I analyze my feelings of frustration and self-doubt, I realized that the root of the problem was that I had fallen back into the traps of comparison and approval seeking. I had also stopped trusting God's timeline. I was looking around at other podcasters and coaches and comparing my perception of their success to mine, instead of just looking at comparing myself to myself. The reality is, many people do this as their full-time job, and they've been at it a lot longer than I have. And I don't really know what their life and business actually looks like. I only see what is available to me on social media and things like that, which we all know is not the whole picture of any other person's reality. Here's the other trap I was falling into. I was focusing on performance over service. What got me on this journey of podcasting and coaching in the first place was the desire to serve other women who are struggling in their life and leadership, who don't have enough time to do what matters most to them, or who struggle with people-pleasing and approval-seeking and can't find peace of mind and fulfillment. That passion and mission came from a personal victory through the Holy Spirit's intervention in my life. I want every person on the planet to experience the peace, joy, and freedom that is possible with a life lived in partnership with the Lord. I didn't start this journey to get the approval of others. I started this to do kingdom work for the glory of God. Referencing scripture, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, Paul reminds us to do God's will from the heart, serving with sincerity and reverence for the Lord rather than seeking approval from others. It's a gentle nudge to stay true to our God-given mission, even when the world tells us we're not enough. Reminding myself of my why changed my perspective. I need to remember to focus on serving my person in a God-honoring way, and then trust the Lord with the details. He has me right where I am for a reason. I've had to apply this same reminder to myself in my leadership. If you go back and listen to my story in earlier episodes, I was ready to quit my leadership role after experiencing what it looked like to lead through and since the pandemic. There are still moments that the thought crosses my mind, and it's usually because I'm getting pulled back into approval-seeking and people-pleasing patterns, and I'm focusing outward instead of inward and upward. Now let's talk about how we can shift our mindset from one of wanting to give up to one of perseverance and patience. It's not easy, but it is oh so worth it. First things first, like I mentioned, let's remember why we do what we do. It's not for the accolades or the applause. It is to serve others and to honor God in everything we do. When we keep that front and center, suddenly the challenges don't seem quite as daunting. And speaking of challenges, let's talk about trusting God's plan. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lead not on our own understanding. It's a reminder that even when we can't see the big picture, God has got it all under control. So let's really get down to the brass tacks. How do we actually put this whole perseverance thing into action? Well, it's simple really, but not necessarily easy. We just keep putting one foot in front of the other, even when it feels like we're walking through molasses. We ask the Lord to show us the next right step and we take it, trusting Him to provide the next step as we need to know it. And patience? Well, that's a whole nother ballgame. Patience is about trusting that God's timing is perfect, even when it feels like we're stuck in slow motion. It's about embracing the journey, bumps and all, and knowing that every step forward, no matter how small, is progress. And sometimes when it feels like we aren't moving at all, maybe God is trying to teach us or prepare us for something we don't yet understand. It is really important to take the time to stop and think about what God might be wanting us to learn from our current circumstances. For me, sometimes He's trying to reveal the things that I'm not trusting Him in, or ways in which I'm not being obedient to His calling. Sometimes He is allowing a challenge so that I can grow. Sometimes He has me in an uncomfortable place so that I can serve someone else. We may not even know that we have served His purpose of serving someone else until much, much later. But rest assured, God will use our circumstances, and He will give us what we need. He may not always provide what we want, but when has He ever not provided what you need? I honestly can't think of a time in my life. That's not to say we have not gone through hard times or gone without or experienced struggle, but He has always brought us through, and we have had what we needed. So, my friends, I hope today's little chat has brought you some encouragement and some hope. Remember, you're not alone in your struggles, and there is strength in numbers. So let's link arms and lift each other up and keep pressing forward one step at a time. A great place to do that, if you haven't already, is to join our free and private Facebook community. I encourage you to join this group of encouraging women. The link is in the show notes. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a little challenge. Take some time to reflect on your own leadership journey. What challenges are you facing, and how can you shift your mindset from one of wanting to give up to one of perseverance and trust in God's plan? I would love to hear your thoughts and insights, so drop me a line and let's keep this conversation going. You can always leave me a voice message or an email if you go to gracefilledleader.com/contact, or go to the link in the show notes, or you can email me directly at Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, at gracefilledleader.com. And until next time, keep leading with humility, courage, and a whole lot of heart. And as always, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.